Hey Mac Geeks, it's Monday, January 17th, 2005, and this is your MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by a Mac Geek. I'm Adam Christensen, and this is the show where we discuss all things Macintosh. Okay, hey everybody. So it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I wanted to start off the MacCast with a little tribute to another individual who thought differently.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
All right, so hopefully Apple won't get upset with me. Obviously, that wasn't authorized, but I felt it was appropriate to play today, and hopefully you enjoyed it. If you want to see the original video from the Apple ad, that's available over at differentdistrict.com. Okay, so here we go with the news. It looks like Apple and Pepsi are ready to do another iTunes giveaway. I thought this was really great the last time they had it. So this time they're going to be giving away 2 million iTunes downloads. That translates to about one in every three caps on a Pepsi bottle is going to have a code, and you'll be able to take that code over to iTunes and get a free song on the iTunes Music Store. This was a really fun promotion last summer, and it looks like they're bringing it back. They're adding something this year, though. They're adding a new iPod mini giveaway. In addition to the free iTunes songs, they're going to be giving away a free iPod mini one every hour, which translates to about 1,700 iPod minis. And the promotion is going to run from January 31st to April 11th. So look for those Pepsi caps coming at the end of January. Probably another Super Bowl promo commercial going along with that too. I'm just speculating here. I haven't read anything about that, but seems logical since that's what they did last time. Okay, so let's go on to some Mac Mini news. We're going to talk a little bit later about some of your guys' feedback that I asked you for on the Mac Mini. But it seems like there's some little controversy going on over in Europe, in the European Union, over the pricing of the Mac Mini. Over here in the U.S., it's $499, and apparently over in the countries in the European Union and the U.K., Apple's not reflecting an equal price when you factor in exchange rates and things like that. Specifically in the European Union, it looks like it's going to sell for 499 euros, which, according to listener Patrick from Holland, he says that this translates roughly into, or that it should equal, a 499 US price should equal 387.72 euros, and Apple's selling it for 499 euros, so they're not even getting really close. And I guess this is a similar problem over in the UK with the translation into pounds. Apparently everybody in Europe's not getting the same deal we are in the US. That's kind of a public relations problem, I think, for Apple, and I think they need to get on the ball and fix that. A lot number of my listeners are over in Europe, and you know, this isn't right. Apple needs to do the right thing here. So hopefully they'll, after they get some of the press out there, they'll give it a second thought as to, you know, what their thinking on that is. And now it seems like our PC friends, or not so much PC friends, but our PC competitors, specifically Kevin Rollins, who's the CEO of Dell Computer, says he's not at all impressed with the iPod or the Mac Mini. He's claiming that the iPod is just a fad and the Mac Mini is not going to amount to putting any dent in the PC market. I disagree, but here's a specific quote from him, and I find it kind of inflammatory, but you guys decide. Here's what he says. It's interesting. The iPod has been out for 3 years, and it's only this past year it has become a raging success. Well, those things that become fads rage and then they drop off. When I was growing up, there was a product made by Sony called the Sony Walkman. A rage. Everyone had to have one. Well, you don't hear about the Walkman anymore. I believe that one product wonders come and go. You have to have sustainable business models and sustainable strategy. And so I found this really humorous. Just it shows the arrogance of the PC market and just kind of their mentality, at least the manufacturers. I'm not going to say PC users because I know a number of them, and I think most of them have open minds. But the PC manufacturers just think that they're untouchable, and I think we're going to change that. I think we're going to prove them wrong. And I thought it was funny that Kevin didn't comment on the success of their own MP3 jukebox or music download service, and I think that's for obvious reasons. I don't think they're being successful at all. I'm not sure, besides iTunes, if there is any music download service that's really doing all that well. So I don't think they want to talk about that. But so they're just going to poke fun at the iPod and the iPod Shuffle and call them fads and dismiss them as always. But I think really this time around they might be surprised, so I think they should watch their back. So at last show I asked for your thoughts and opinions on the Mac Mini, and I've received several comments and I've been doing some reading online. I think it's going to be a big success, but it's definitely not without its problems or its critics. Our friend Simon Toon sent me an email and he pointed me to an article on BillPalmer.net. And Bill Palmer points out some, valid points, I think, in terms of some of the shortcomings of the Mac Mini, specifically regarding appealing to Windows switchers. And the lack of the mouse and keyboard seems to be the hot button issue, or I guess the lack of mouse, keyboard, and monitor seems to be the hot button issue surrounding PC switchers. And, Bill points out that most PC users have PS2 mice and keyboards and not USB ones, which that's a problem if you're trying to transfer over your own old keyboard and mouse if you're a Windows switcher. Another thing is that the Mac Mini only has two USB ports on the back. So if you're one of those lucky PC people who do have a USB mouse and keyboard, you're going to use up both ports plugging in your devices, and then you have no more room for USB expansion without getting a hub, which involves more cost. And then another thing was pointed out by Simon, and I'm going to play his comment back for you, and it has to do with the keyboard, just specifically the layout of the keyboard. Here's what Simon had to say.
Hi Adam, this is Simon speaking. One of the most interesting things I've seen on the Mac web in the last few days has been a piece, I don't know if you've seen it, by a guy called Bill Palmer on www.billpalmer.net. He put on this quite an interesting story. I'll send you a link. And he raises some interesting issues about the possible success of the Mac Mini. One of the things that it made me think about was I'm a little bit worried about these Windows switchers potentially. He'll be using keyboards that they used to use on a Windows computer, and of course they're not going to have command key with an Apple logo on it, and their alt key is not going to be marked with the option symbol and all this kind of stuff. I'm wondering what Apple have figured out to do to help these guys out, because all the instructions say press command here and press option there, and I just wonder what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to put some little stickers that you can stick on your keyboard, so the little Windows logo key, you can stick an Apple logo on that, or I don't know what's going to go on there, or perhaps they're going to modify the all the instructions in the future. We're going to have press the Windows key on there, or I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if you've seen this and what do you think about it, but.
Okay, so I haven't seen it, and or I hadn't seen it till Simon pointed it out, and now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, this is a pro obvious problem for posed to Windows switchers, and Apple's going to have to deal with this, but I'm sure they're going to come up with some way to deal with it. So I also asked for you guys to give opinions on possible uses for the new Mac Mini, and I received an audio comment from Brew, and his thoughts were possible uses as a server, but I'll let him tell you about it.
Hey Adam, it's Brew. Just checking in with my thoughts on the question you proposed about the Mac Mini. I was thinking maybe using it as a server, serving iTunes music or print, web, email, you name it. I think it might be a interesting solution. For around $500, you could basically set up a small business or whatever, handle some light duty needs with that processor, and it might be quiet enough just to have on all the time. And it would be interesting to see one in person, to see what it's all about.
So sorry about the soft audio level on that. Maybe I'll try and bump that up before I send this out to you guys. But you know, as a small business server, yeah, it might be a good application there, especially since you wouldn't need a mouse and keyboard or a monitor for that. You could just run it as a headless server. I'm thinking the device is going to show up in use as a home media server to serve music and potentially movie files. A lot of people are talking about using them as a media server in a car almost, with voice recognition and voice response, which Apple has built into the operating system. It could prove some really cool in-car applications. So we'll just have to wait and see. Definitely chime in, you guys. Send me your comments and your feedback. Maccast@gmail.com. You can drop me an audio comment or just leave an email. And then you can also always call the call-in hotline, 206-222-2788. 20 Maccast 8, easy to remember. So chime in on this thing and let me know what you think. All right, there's another debate raging about the Mac's cost in being a low-cost alternative versus the low-cost PCs. Specifically, there's a lot of PC users out there arguing that you can get a comparable PC for less than the Mac Mini, and you can get it with a mouse and keyboard. And I'm saying to them, show it to me, because I went around and I configured systems on Dell, I've configured systems on a couple of websites and tried to make them comparable, and I cannot get a sub $500 PC that matches the Mac Mini specs for less than $499 without rebates. Now, you can get down there when you have rebates, and I'm not talking about just any, you know, bargain basement PC from Joe's PC shop down the street. I'm talking about, you know, a name brand, Dell, Compaq, IBM, something that's reliable, something that comes with the ongoing service and support that is comparable. And, I don't think you can do it, or if you can do it, it's a very close competition. So I think, you know, the argument that Apple's not being competitive in this market is just bogus. I think they are, and I think they're going to do well with it. We'll just have to wait and see how everything pans out. I think they're going to grab some PC market share from, you know, those PC users, especially the ones they've already sold iPods to. And, you know, the iPod Shuffle is another part of that. So, speaking of the iPod Shuffle, I asked you if you had one yet. Does anybody out there have an iPod Shuffle? I have not received any comments or feedback on the iPod Shuffle. What I'd really like to hear is somebody to do an audio review. Just record your thoughts on an MP3 file and send it to me so I can play it for everybody. I personally don't have one. I don't know when I'll be able to get my hands on one, or even if I will be able to get my hands on one. As soon as I do, I'll make some firsthand comments on it. I did see out today over at iPodLounge.com, there was a great set of reviews. They actually reviewed the iPod Shuffle from two user perspectives, from the pro high-end user perspective and from the new novice user perspective. So go over there and read those. They're very thorough, and check them out. On the last show, I played a new track, some new music from Jim Bryson, and I'm happy to report that the Maccast is actually selling CDs. I got feedback from Antonio, one of the listeners, and after hearing Jim Bryson's track, which I personally really liked, he headed over to his website, www.jimbryson.org, and actually purchased one of the CDs. So I think that's great. If you guys can support the artists that I play on the Maccast, if you hear something you like, and I want you to go out and support the artists, buy their CD, you know, go to their shows, whatever it takes. But that'll help me get more music on the show for you to listen to, and helps the artists out as well. And that's what this is all about. You know, I'm not a big fan of the RIAA, And I want to promote the smaller artist who's out there trying to do it for themselves. And you going out and buying the CDs of the artists you hear and like on the MacCast makes that happen, and it helps everybody. So that's the show for today. Go ahead and visit the website for the show notes, maccast.com. Keep the emails and audio comments coming. I love hearing from you. You guys are doing a great job in participating in the show, and that's what I think it's really all about. This is users helping users. The last thing I'm going to leave you with is another new piece of music. It's from a listener, James Richmond. The track is called Six Celts, and James gave me something to set up the track. Let me read that for you. This track was composed and performed by Australian programmer, producer, multi-instrumentalist James Richmond. James was until recently based in London and New York, but has decided a compound is in order for the next few years, so he's moved to the Swiss-German-French border and primarily writes hard-edged electronica for the European and British club scenes. James is hard at work in his studio in the Swiss Alps and is intending to release an album this year, possibly under a pseudonym. Check his blog on octanic.blogspot.com for further information. James promises that despite the recent relocation to Switzerland, that he will not under any circumstance be yodeling on his forthcoming release. All right, so if you like what you hear, go over to octatonic.blogspot.com. That's octatonic.blogspot.com. I listened to this track, and it's got a nice, what James and I have decided is a tribal industrial feel to it. It's a different type of music, so it may not appeal to everybody, but enjoy it, and I will see you all next time.